Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
I have
well, you can do anything, but step over my
blue and blue suede shoes. One on the left foot, one on the right foot. How's that set really there, Jay Bird? There we go. Imagine that. Put your imagination caps on, your thinking caps as well, because the radio is about to explode with information, conversation, good stuff, if I do say so myself. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in, I still am tempted to say Washington, but he's in Dallas, and it's hot there, hot in the old town. What was it, 109 or something, 108? What? No, your father's there, too. Jay, right? He's somebody said 111.
I said yesterday. 111 yesterday. Yep.
Wow, 111. So hot.
It's insane right now.
Well, listen, summertime. Summertime in the city. If you're out in the country, it'd be much cooler. Down to 109 up in Plano. It's much cooler up there. Here we go with the latest from the world of the World Cup, Jay. I don't know if you're following this, but I found it interesting. I probably wouldn't say anything about this normally because the results are the results. But the forward for the team from the Netherlands, a lady named Lineth Bierenstein, she wasn't a fan of the U.S. women's team. She said, hey, it's okay with me. As a matter of fact, I thought it was pretty cool that they got beaten. Because she said the U.S. women's team were a lot of big mouths. They talked a lot and didn't thought the Americans were too cocky. Incredibly cocky, as a matter of fact.
Poor sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Well, when you there are a lot of things that float around online of, like, asking people from different countries, what is your perception of people from this country, people from that country, kind of going to stereotypes. And one of the perceptions of Americans in general is loud.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Braggadocious, I think, was the word also used. So here, the...
That's a bummer to hear.
Yeah. So what do we... Because a couple of the major players are leaving. What happens to the team now? They have to regroup. There are big names coming along who are as good as the... Like Megan Rapinoe. She's all done. Julie Ertz is all done. Mm-hmm. So what do you have...
And we knew that they were going to be retiring at the end of the season. So it doesn't really come as a surprise. And yeah.
Yeah. Sophia Smith. Sounds like Sophia Bush. Trinity Rodman. Did you see that Sophia Bush getting divorced?
I did not see that.
Ah, see? I'm watching everything. I know everything. I'm everywhere. Who knows who? Sophia Bush was on One Tree Hill. I think she started on some other show before that. And then she was on Chicago PD for four or five seasons. That's where I first saw her. The role she had on Chicago PD was a lot different than the role she had on One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot different.
I know her from John Tucker Must Die.
What's that? I don't know that. That was
a movie. It's a movie. It's a movie, like a teen rom-com kind of thing. Brittany Snow's also in it.
Really? And she did that one season of a show about her being a doctor with her father.
Good Sam.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it. I saw the first episode. I wanted to like it, but I could not get behind it.
It was a bit contrived, I thought, much as anything else.
All right, she was just too whiny. Like, not Sophia Bush, but the character. She was written to be too whiny.
Yes, I agree. All right, let's go back to sports for a second. College football and the serious situation. A scholarship was given to one of the members of this team. Eastern Michigan University is the school. This fellow was a lineman, made it onto the team as sort of a walk-on back a couple of years ago. He didn't have a lot of money. He has he didn't have a scholarship, so he took a lot of odd jobs to keep himself going. So the head coach of this team said that this guy had earned finally a scholarship. And the scholarship came not because he was a good football player, but because he donated his plasma to the blood bank so that he could get money because he didn't get a scholarship to go to school.
Oh, yeah, he had so many different jobs. He not only was he focusing on his education and making that a priority and doing well and focusing on his game and practices and doing a lot of that time, but he had so many different jobs, different odd jobs that would take place of his free time, and in addition to selling his plasma just to afford to be at school.
I just think that those sorts of people, you think there aren't people like that around anymore. It's kind of like all the news is bad. The news isn't all bad. Things that are happening are good and put things into perspective. So anyway, they had 85 scholarships at this Eastern Michigan University, and Zach Conte was the fellow's name. The head coach of that guy named Chris Creighton, and he was talking. There was a video that went viral. He was talking about his experience in the NCAA and the fact that they needed 86 scholarships, and they only had 85, and they don't have exceptions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so the plasma, how much is that stuff worth?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Huh? Have you ever, you give your blood, and it's different to give blood than it is to give plasma. Plasma is the, when they shake the, they take the blood and they work it around.
And it's a bigger needle, I believe.
Well, yeah. And it kind of takes the blood out of your whole body. It kind of circulates around. So this kid loves football. He said, ever since I got to school, I've had to do whatever it takes to stay here and stay in a good position with academics and football and all the other things. So I worked a landscaping job, I ripped out carpets, I demoed tile floors whenever I could. When I'm not working and not doing football, I go to school. Been that kind of a grind all of my life, but when you really want something, it's what you do. And that's what he really wanted to do. He said, I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Wow. There you go.
Well, and so his teammate, Brian Dooley, now he doesn't have to do all of that stuff, because his teammate, Brian Dooley, gave up his scholarship
so that
Zach Conte could have it. He told the coach, they did this whole thing, it was caught on video, went viral, and just talking about how he is getting that scholarship.
Because of the other player.
Yeah, because of his teammate and friend.
Well, it was Brian because Dooley. Of the actions of both of them, actually. It was the action... One, what is it they say? One action leads to a reaction or another action. So that's a great example of it. Yeah. That's not a long, convoluted story, just a good story. Like them long stories. There are new measurements today of subatomic particles. These particles are known as muons, M-U-O-N-S. And they have confirmed earlier results of other tests, but with greater accuracy, and this is very important, I think. The undisclosed and undiscovered force that makes up the universe. This is the most precise experiment in the history of physics. Excuse me. This is really very important to all of us because it kind of speaks to what we are, not so much who we are, but what we are. Muons resemble electrons. I've never heard of muons before. Have you heard of electrons and protons?
Yeah, I've heard of electrons, protons. Never.
Muons are 200 times heavier and decay within microseconds. So they exist and then they don't exist. And there's no such thing as an instant or a second, a microsecond. So how the heck do they study these things? They study how the particles wobble when they travel through magnetic fields. And that's quantum, it's quantum physics, but more specifically, quantum foam. Everybody gone back to sleep yet? I think this is fascinating. This is like the stars and what we're figuring out. So much is being learned, seemingly kind of quickly now.
How do you spell muon?
It's M-U-O-N-S. Muons. All right, so
I'm trying to type it in. It still comes out moon, and I'm like, wait, that cannot be right.
Well, maybe it's in such a new word. There's nothing in there for it.
Well, I was typing out M-O-O-N, like, yeah.
Moon.
Like, that's not right. So moon, like the moon in the sky keeps coming up, and I'm like, come on, man.
M-U-O-N-S. The results confirm the degree of wobbling, that is how much this muon moves around, confirms that there are two potential causes of life and how the framework of the universe that we have thought existed is not accurate, which is really mind-blowing when you think of all of the time and effort and energy put into this. The reason I'm talking about this isn't so much for the specifics of what's happened in this experiment as to putting people into a place that they're not married to science. There are a lot of people who are scientists and they're married to, it's like a religion because it's scientific research and it's science. It's got to be right. Well, it isn't. It's subject to review, subject to change, subject to influences that, in this case, we didn't even know about. So I point that in the, not to denigrate science or scientists, but to say it's not all, we don't know all there is to know about everything like we think we do. We don't even know all there is to know about a lot of stuff. And maybe we don't know all there is to know about anything. How about that for a food for thought item at 18 after on Good Day?
Bobby, did we get that chip in a mesquite?
Jim's Woodworking Shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corners.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs 4 skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bop, bop, bop. Those are the Jordanaires, Jay. People that are doing the boppity bop, 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 bop. Don't be cruel. Too hot, that's true. All right, Elvis, we're celebrating Elvis Week. Between now and, so today is the 11th, right? So be another 5 or 6 days of this because the anniversary of his passing is August 16th. So we have plenty of that around. Meanwhile, the focus on a very important guitarist, musician, passing away, Robbie Robertson, who is the songwriter, did a lot of writing, and the primary guitarist for the band, has passed away at the age of 80. So we have a tribute. I suppose we could have a little musical tribute along with the history of his work done in music. We'll have all that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Legendary Canadian guitarist, singer, songwriter of the band Robbie Robertson has passed away. Born Jamie Royal Robinson in July 1943, the Toronto native was just 16 when he joined the Hawks. Instrumental in forming the Americana sound with his group, The Band, they first came to major prominence as a part of Bob Dylan's, at the time controversial, iconic first electric tour in 1965. Responsible for writing hits like The Weight, Up on Cripple Creek, and Somewhere Down the Crazy River, Robertson also collaborated extensively with film director director Martin Scorsese, beginning with the iconic rockumentary film The Last Waltz.
Marty had figured it out in such a way that the cameras did not become an imposition on the audience or the people.
Robertson was nominated for 5 Grammys, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and is ranked 59th in Rolling Stone magazine's list of 100 greatest guitarists. We remember iconic rock musician Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, I think he was behind the scenes in a lot of things. I think he scored.
He scored a lot of films, yeah.
He did, and he was, especially with the kind of movies that Scorsese did. And then the songs up on Cripple Creek and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Those are two of the best. I wasn't a big fan of the band, but they had, you know, if you follow the history of rock and roll, they were, you know, as we're talking about Elvis and all of that stuff, these people, the folks in this group, especially with the connection they had to Bob Dylan, really made waves, if you will. And so this is, they performed live for a while, but then they pretty much stuck to studio music. I think this is a great example of what they were all about. We have time for a little bit of this.
A Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. The Stoneman's cavalry came, and they tore up the tracks.
It's a great song.
In the winter of 65, we were home.
There are a couple of more popular versions of this song around, but they had the grit. I think that's what the band, if I were to use a word to describe them, it would be gritty. But he scored Raging Bull, Color of Money, that sort of thing. So Robbie Robertson in our thoughts here, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moves just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moves. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. Oh, Warren.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Illegal immigration has been made easier by the Biden administration's open border policy. The White House claims illegal crossings have been slowing down, yet Democrat Governor of Massachusetts, Mara Healey, is calling out Biden for flooding her region with so many illegal immigrants, the state had to declare a state of emergency.
The increased level of demand is not slowing down. Expanding shelter at a rapid pace, and it's unsustainable. For this reason, I am declaring a state of emergency in Massachusetts.
The Democrat Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts, Kim Driscoll, has a plan to solve the crisis.
If you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family.
Today is officially National Hip Hop Day. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
'Cause it's gonna be a good day. Yeah, it's gonna be a good day.
Well, you have a good day, dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Hey, a little less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig through the summer breeze. It's a groovin' night and I can show you how to use
groovin', it. Man.
Put your mind in
it. Hey, a groovin', man. Last conversation, let's go. Moving into gear. Well, actually, we have more conversation. 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Yep, we're brought to you by the folks who are giving you two free nights in Las Vegas. Simple, simple, simple. 800-419-DOUG. Dial that number right now while you're thinking about it. If you have a hard time translating Doug into numbers, I'll help you out. 800-419-3684. Somebody said to me, give the numbers out too fast. Slow down. 800, that's 800. Ready for this, Jay? You're writing this down. 419 1-9-3-6-8-4. Got it? No questions?
Got it.
Right. Be in the queue, the first 10 callers. There are 10 operators, so they take them as they come quickly, so you can be taken care of quickly. 800-414. I suppose I could say 800-419-3684. At any rate, your chance to win. Just think about yourself swimming in a big pool at a great location in Las Vegas and then take some action. Got it? Now, speaking of listener input, I have a number of things here to communicate and to share with you, starting with a fellow named John who lives and listens to us on WTTB in Vero Beach, who was reflecting on my suggestions or our conversation the other day regarding what goes on in the voting booth and in the voting system.
Yes, hi. My name is John from Vero Beach, Florida. I just wish that we keep a constant pressure on getting all of our voting laws all exactly the same, with no early voting and all this other garbage, and vote the same day. Because I'm very, very concerned about the upcoming elections and all that's been going on. God bless America. Bye.
He agrees with me 100%, or I agree with him 100%. We've let this thing get contorted and twisted and corrupted to the nth degree, and that's why Trump can make traction, as he has, by claiming that he had the election robbed from him. Who knows whether that's, I'm not sure that that's really true, but there are so many nuances to the system that you don't really know what's going on. It's been corrupted, like so much, so many other things. The basic stuff has, we've had technology, and oh, we're going to do it this way. So we got to give everybody a chance to vote. Actually, no, we don't need to give everybody a chance to vote. Only the people who are supposed to vote should be voting, not everybody. And that's where sometimes this stuff gets lost in the translation. Okay, so now here's, this is just kind of fun because I met this lady a few weeks ago on the farm, my farm here in Framingham, Eastley Farm. She came down from New Hampshire with her family. And since then, I've thought she was, I didn't know who she was before, but I think she's kind of special because she went out of her way to sort of connect. So here's Terry in New Hampshire.
Good morning, Doug and Jay. This is Terry from New Hampshire, just calling from my back porch, listening to the pitter-patter of the rain, and I'm just enjoying your show. And it is a good day, and I thank you so much for all yes. that you do and all your insight and wisdom. Have a good day. I love your program. Take care. Bye-bye.
Aha. Did you hear that? Insight and wisdom. Aha. Got it. All right, so here's another bit of information that I gleaned from one of our listeners in the last 24 hours. Remember yesterday we were talking about, I think we have a couple of times this week, leprosy and what the story is in Florida. I think that what my spin on this was, because there's a lot of stuff floating around about it, you know, leprosy was an old disease that supposedly was gone centuries ago, and now it's coming back again, and the news media would have you believe that everybody in Florida was dying of leprosy. Well, that's not the case. I think we said there were 15 cases across the state. But there's another bit of information that seems to be, now, whether you take this to heart or you don't, it certainly is worth a consideration because we all have so many questions about the vaccine and about COVID and that sort of thing. So there has been some research done, Jay, which suggests that this bacteria that is leprosy, it's very contagious and it eats at your skin and it's horrible, may have, if you dig into it, there's certainly a suspicion that the COVID vaccine may have affected some people's immune system, which now has allowed leprosy to emerge as a problem. Now, there'll be more scientific research, I'm sure, and there'll be more people talking and looking into this, but is it possible? Of course it is. Anything's possible.
Well, and I feel like I always hear the two different things, where it was the vaccine. The vaccine did this. The vaccine did that. And then on the other side, it was, no, it was the actual COVID virus that did this, that did that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, it's all COVID-related.
Yeah. And you can thank your friends in China for all of that. And speaking of China and speaking of science, here's something that is very intriguing and sort of goes into, we've been talking a lot about science today so far, at least in this hour, because there is so much science around that will affect us. Now, does this discovery in China affect us? It's more than a curiosity. That is the finding of a 300,000-year-old skull in early human remains. There are a number, there are archaeological, China is one of the seats, one of the original places where mankind lived. Not necessarily, we didn't have it here on our continent, but in Africa and in Asia, the first fascinating discoveries made. So this skull goes back, as I said, hundreds of thousands of years, and apparently it's unlike anything else that has ever been found in what they refer to as the pre-modern human fossil era. And so what does this mean? Well, it points, in a manner of speaking, to a new branch of the human family tree.
So like a new species of human.
Yeah.
Or so a previous found, species of human.
Right, yeah. Homo sapiens is who we are, but there are a lot of other
The Neanderthals.
Branches in the Cro-Magnon era, the Neanderthal era. So Spain, England, China, they've been doing a lot of research. And what they look at is the lower jaw. Your dentist would call it the mandibles, I guess, as much as anything else. This is eastern China. And so what they say, I don't know, there are a lot of different references to the era that was, you know, 300,000 years seems like a long time ago. In the history of the planet, it's not. But in our lifetime and the way we relate to things, yes. So this is in the New Journal of Human Evolution, where all of this stuff is followed. And they refer to this time, they're talking about the mandible and what it, how it compares to modern human mandibles, your chin and your jawbone and your gums and your teeth and all that sort of thing. And what we evolved from, I was reaching for Homo sapiens, who we are. This group of people that we're talking about were referred to as Homo erectus. They were the first ones to stand up and be on 2 feet, 2 legs, right? You know, the majority of beings before we stood up or mm-hmm. our relatives stood up were all on all fours. And so, anyway, this is... I don't have time, nor do I really want to dig into this, but there's a lot of research here, and it really is very amazing. And again, going back to the science, we talked about three or four things this hour having to do with science. More fossil studies, they say, are necessary to understand the preciseness of how they stand on the human family tree. Remember, it is thought, or has been thought, that it was that the human family only has been around for 300 or so thousand years anyway. So this may extend or prove that there have been human beings around longer than that. Okay? So, in a moment, some more mundane news to talk about here on the Good Day program. Not such a good day in Ecuador for a couple of different reasons. We'll get to that in a manner of speaking. Here's also something else that is not great, things that are going on. I have referred frequently to the movie The Sound of Freedom, and because that has made an impact, there are a lot of people that are looking around at the 28 million people who have been subjected to human trafficking and looking at this crime. As it turns out, this problem occurs in every state in our country, and our roadways are the means to the ends of being able to steal people and take them away. So here's some more food for thought here from a fellow named Akeem Touré.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration recently launched a human trafficking awareness campaign in the commercial motor vehicle industry. FMCSA Administrator Robin Hutchinson.
Human traffickers use America's transportation system to facilitate unspeakable crimes. That's why we're launching a new human trafficking awareness campaign, Your Roads, Their Freedom. The campaign provides the nation's 8.7 million commercial motor vehicle drivers with the information they need to identify and report suspected human trafficking.
They are asking truck and bus drivers to be aware at rest stops and other places on our nation's roadways where human trafficking could occur.
If you suspect that human trafficking is occurring, trust your instincts and text the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 233-733 or Be Free, B-E-F-R-E-E.
To learn the signs of human trafficking and how to report it, go to fmcsa.dot.gov/stophumantrafficking.
My ride smells just right.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
All right, so 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. Speaking about sex trafficking and stuff, the attention being called to that brought me around to a story about a Florida hotel clerk who apparently rescued a couple of youngsters who were about to be trafficked, and the arrest of a man and a woman in a local motel. This is pretty startling, but this is down Palm Beach, by the way. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said that these two people were arrested, charged in connection with the incident. This was in a Largo Motor Inn hotel down Lake Worth. I know this whole area. I know the hotel, in fact. There's a lot of this stuff going on down there, especially Florida seems to be a hotbed of sex trafficking. The owner of the hotel called police after he saw an argument between guests, and the kids were in the middle of it. So he knocked on the door to check and see what was going on, saw a couple of young women sitting on the floor, and he kind of figured out what was going on. But this is, again, speaking as we were about the sex trafficking stuff, a very dangerous thing and something to be much more aware of than I think we have been.
And it's something that can happen so quickly, too.
Yeah, right. All right, as far as Ecuador is concerned, the president there declared a state of emergency yesterday after one of the presidential candidates running on an anti-corruption and anti-gang platform was killed by the gangs. So this shows you, that it isn't just here where we have all of this question and answers. Are there answers to this? If you look at the footage posted on social media, this guy was surrounded by supporters and being escorted by security guards to a vehicle when the gunshots were heard. 9 people got shot, including this guy who died. It'll be a lot of puzzle-eye around that. 3 days of mourning and state of emergency, according to the president there. They're all outraged and shocked. It's a violent world, boys and girls. 49 past.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with food, farm, and family in the focus for Friday. I like that alliteration. Alliteration is...
It's a shame it's not February.
Alliteration. Yes, it could be the February Food, Farm, Family report to feast your ears on.
On Friday.
Yeah, on a Friday.
Friday in February.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, remember that when we get to February, which will be quicker than you think the way time is going, it would seem. So, we have the daily recall. We have a sort of disgusting reality on food stamps that I want to talk about. Plus, snacking. We have time to get into that story right after this.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
All right, so Real Kosher Ice Cream is recalling their soft serve. These are cups of soft serve. Health risks from this company. It's located in New York. Their sorbet cups. Most of the cups apparently have the potential to have listeria.
Yeah, listeria is running rampant right now.
Yeah, this summer. Does in the heat. Much and, anything else. The heat
yes, well, and with all the frozen fruit things and listeria. And I was thinking, okay, it's probably all the ones that have fruit. But no, it's the vanilla chocolate mix, the caramel one, just vanilla. There's a strawberry mango sorbet in there. There's peanut butter.
By the way, this stuff by its very nature is garbage. You know that, right? It's not real ice cream. It's soft serve, which is basically air and sugary kind of a plasma thing. It tastes good because it's all sugar. And this comes in an 8-ounce clear plastic cup. Looks like soft serve. It looks like something you'd buy in an ice cream store. And so vanilla, caramel, as you were saying, chocolate, mango, peanut butter, all those flavors. If you have them, bring them back to the store, get your money back, and get some money for your time. But don't eat this stuff. Soft, I just stay away from soft serve in general because it's not. I'm an ice cream expert, in a manner of speaking, and it really is.
The ice cream connoisseur.
I am, in fact, and I'm fortunate to be able to tell you what's good ice cream and what isn't because I taste test it all. At any rate, okay, so Havid has organized events as students come back to school. They're helping students get government food assistance, the so-called SNAP benefits. So here's a school, think about this for a second, $53 billion in endowment. Harvard is the wealthiest university in the world. And yet they're encouraging students to take money away from, in other words, use the SNAP stuff as a federal program, instead of helping them themselves. So they're taking almost like food out of the mouths of babes, right? People who deserve, not saying that the, well, in a manner of speaking, if you get a scholarship or you go to Harvard, there's a more than an assumption that there's money to support you being at Harvard.
Or even people who are on scholarship who otherwise wouldn't have been able to afford it. But the fact remains that Harvard itself has enough money that they don't
provide.
Have to encourage the grad students
right.
to go on food stamps. They no. could just pay for their food themselves. Like,
seems really exasperating.
And I don't mean the students pay for themselves. I mean Harvard itself could set up a group that could actually, or not a group, but could set up their own funding thing, completely funded by Harvard University,
yes.
for these grad students to get free food, to stock their pantries without being on SNAPs.
Yeah.
And yet they're just like, here, let us help you figure this out. No,
yeah.
if you, I mean, it's a good... I get what they're trying to do, but do it yourself. Don't
right.
don't
you have the facilities and the resources
yes,
to
exactly.
do it. Right, exactly. 90% of U.S. adults admit to having at least one snack a day. So I guess snacking could be considered clearly a staple of our American diet. Some think snacking can lead to poor health. Others see it as a way to meet their nutritional needs. Depends on what you're eating because there's so many different kinds of snacks. So there's a study out this week that tries to settle the debate looking at how snacking affects your health. Quality of the snack, of course, makes a difference. I mean, that would seem to go without saying. There's a lot of garbage that you can eat. Has no nutritional value whatsoever. And then there are a lot of things, some of the protein bars that are good. This can be misleading. Again, another scientific study. I have a snack usually every day, and it tries to be a protein bar or something like that. So, at any rate, enjoy your snack today, please. 59 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.